Okay, so this video I want to make. This hat is ridiculous. I'm gonna wear it though, because I'm gonna make it my own iconic thing. But this hat is ridiculous. This video I want to make about this like adjusted obesity, adjusted attraction to obesity. And I'm not gonna try to say that every guy isn't this. Like, some guys may naturally like bigger women. But I remember myself and what I remember seeing it in myself of what I was doing. Is obesity, getting with single mothers. I remember finding myself like slowly accepting this as normal. And I remember when a buddy of mine recently, when he met his now mother of his children, his mother of his children didn't have any kids when he met her. And we talked about it. And he said that he before he met her, he was almost getting ready to just say, fuck it. I'll just get with a woman who already has a kid to have kids with. Because, see, this goes back to the brief side topic that I went into on my last video of how guys will just accept whatever the woman is. Especially if they're surrounded by this type of woman, guys will just grow to just accept what this is. But it's worse in America, in these Western countries, because women are such low quality in these countries. Guys just tell them, well, this is what I got to deal with. I'll deal with it then. And I want to go into like topics like obesity of single mothers. When I was in the U.S. and before I would travel a lot, like outside, you know, to make, you know, different bigger, you know, like to legit big cities in different countries, I thought it was the norm to get with, like, you know, to be around fat women. So I was molding my attraction to fat women, you see, because it was all this, you know, it's going to be a majority that's around. Like I said, in the U.S., 2 out of 3 women are obese or overweight, I should say. Well, let's just be real about it. 2 out of 3 are obese. Belly's hanging over their pants, all that shit like that. And see, I didn't realize how much I had adjusted myself to it. And I remember talking to a buddy of mine when I was younger, and he thought music video girls were robots. He didn't think those were real women. Like music video hoes and big booties and shit like that. He thought those women were robots. He legit thought they were androids. He didn't think they were real people. Because like I said, in the US and in the UK, women are such low quality. Well, UK is a little different because they're closer to the rest of the world. So they could, you know, $100 plane flight and they're in Prague fucking models for $50. So they can see a little more. But in America, like the women are such low quality. Men are just stuck around it their whole lives. So they develop a taste for low quality. It's like eating junk food all day. Like you at first, you know, the junk food is shit. But it's all that's around, so you eat more of it. So now you develop a taste for junk food. You see, it's the same thing. Like the guys, they develop, like a lot of guys will just develop a taste for a lower quality woman. Even though now, and I got a conversation with this about my dad. Okay, it's a weird game because okay, everybody knows and everybody is attracted to physically healthy women. Let's say, like, you know, models, Beyonce in her prime, Rihanna when she was in her prime, she didn't get fat now. But like every guy likes this, right? Every guy likes this. So why doesn't every guy go and get that? Like, seriously, I mean, think about it. Seriously, think about it. If I wasn't talking to you, Siri. Seriously, think about that. If every guy, you won't find a guy who will look at, I say, if you break it down to, let's say, Jennifer Lopez in her prime, Beyonce in her prime, let's just say Kate Beckinsale in her prime. That bitch, she's still in her prime, though. No. She's going on 50 years old. She's a rarity. But like, let's say you line up, like the Scarlett Johansson in her prime, and you mean to tell me there's a guy who would not want to fuck one of those women? No, of course. And on top of that, you put a fat bitch next to all of them, right? And you tell them you got to pick one. None of them will pick the fat bitch. Very few. And I say for the ones who would pick the fat bitch, those who are genuinely, like, hook them up to a lie detector test and ask them which one they would pick. And the ones who were still test, you know, they were truthful for going after the fat bitch. Those are guys who actually like fat bitches. And I'm not trying to make fun of guys who like fat bitches, okay? I'm going into the psychology behind why I think more men than not think they like fat bitches. You see, maybe it's like it's a low self-esteem problem. I mean, I've heard situations from other women that, like, one girl, she was telling me how her dad only goes after fat women because he knows that it'll be harder for her to leave him. Like, there's just self-esteem issues in it. You know, there's many reasons why. But see, I was falling into that until I left the U.S. I totally was. I was like, I was starting to validate myself. I was trying to find some attractive. I mean, don't get me wrong. From time to time, like, some fat bitches can be sexy. I'm not saying that they're not, that they can never be sexy. But what I'm saying is, on average, I'm not going to want a fat bitch. Okay, on average. But every now and then you get a taste for it. You know, you get a taste for it. It's like every now and then I get a taste for beer, whiskey, and shit like that. You know it's bad for you, but every now and then you get a taste for it, you know. But do you drink beer and whiskey every day? That's a whole different person, you know. That's a whole different situation that's going on. But when I got out of the U.S. and I started to see other women, and, like, it had never dawned on me that obesity problem was that's an American problem. That's a U.K. problem. When you get out to the rest of the world, like it's pretty much, it's bizarro land. I say 8 out of every 10 women are at least in shape, you know, in a respectable manner. It's completely bizarro land. So that took a lot of getting used to, because at first I just thought every woman was a model at this point. Because coming from Ohio, you don't see a lot of girls, like, you know, that took some type of care of their bodies. In some way, you know, they're not, you don't see multiple women who aren't obese, and two, aren't acting like complete bitches because they're not obese. You see, in America, like, America has this huge, it's just this huge, ridiculous game that's going on. So, if a woman is just skinny, clean, she doesn't have to be clean. If she's just skinny and has long hair, she's automatically a 7 in the U.S. That's just how it is there. And then when you, like, here, being skinny and clean is just, it's the norm. You go out, you walk outside every day, and you don't see, if you do see a fat bitch, you might see 2 fat bitches, and that's, and they're older. You know, they're babichkas. Those are grandmas. You ain't gonna see a lot of fat bitches. Like, so, for me, it was really shocking to see this. Like, I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't know how to really deal with it. I mean, I think I maybe even, like, showed signs of, like, worshiping them low-key, because, like, I just wasn't used to being around this many physically healthy women. And it was, God, that is just, I'm just thinking back on all the experiences. And, but I think it's one of those things you really have to truly experience to fully understand it. Because if I try to go back and tell my, let's say, like, 19-year-old self this, well, no. Yeah, 19. That was about the age where I started, like, really traveling for real. If I went back and told my 19-year-old self that look, I'm going to have 2 college-age model bitches sucking my dick at the same time, and I'm going to be spitting in bitches' faces, and I'm spitting, like, girls that, like, legit look good type shit, I would have told you I was crazy. I would have told you it was impossible to hold a conversation with some of the bitches I've held conversations with now after getting outside. See, America, man, you got to get the fuck out of America. Just get the fuck out of there at least for a week. I say preferably a European country, because if you like white women, a European country, I would definitely say that. And just come here, man, and just go to a brothel. There can be shitty brothels. If you do come to Prague, I'll tell you the ones to go to, and go there. And I'm gonna cut this video off because now I'm just getting too deep into my thoughts. But yeah, back to the original topic, the obesity thing, man. Like, really ask yourself this. And I don't know, and maybe you're in a position where you can't fully answer this, but ask yourself this. Why are you attracted to thicker girls? Why? or not thicker girls, but let's just say fat girls. What if you are attracted to a fat girls and you're in America, which there's a good chance you probably are because that's all you've been around. That's all you, you know, can consistently, you know, see on a daily basis. Ask yourself this shit, man. Why am I really doing this? Why? Like, do I think Beyonce is attractive? Do I think, you know, do I think like, you know, I'm just using Beyonce as an example. Do I think, you know, physically healthy women are attractive? Yeah. Then why aren't I going after them? You know, is it a self-esteem problem? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, really walk yourself through the steps of this shit. Like, and I'm not saying you're right, you're going to be right or wrong about it. But what I'm saying is like, really think about like what you're doing. Because see, this is the difference in between men and women. See, women, even though women do dumbass shit, women really think about why and what they're doing, what they're doing. And you know, a lot of times it's just to manipulate and use people. But see, they do this and they talk about this with other women. See, men don't really do this. Men just kind of, we just kind of accept things how they how they come along and just keep going with it. We don't really sit down and think about why we're doing it and then actually take the action out to go about fixing it later. You see, we don't do that. A lot, and this is the reality. A lot of men would rather cut off a friend who starts doing that instead of talk to the friend and then legit build something out of it. Because I'm that friend who would legit sit down and think while I was doing it, bring it up to other friends of mine. They would rather push me away instead of legitimately converse about it and compare their past experiences to mine and blah, blah, blah. They would rather do it because it's scary to grow. And that's just the reality of it. It's scary to grow and acknowledge where you may have went wrong somewhere. And I'm not trying to say if you like fat bitches that you're wrong. That's not what I'm trying to say. But just like in life in general, whether it was like if you regret never going to college or if you regret going to college or you regret never learning how to drive, you regret like we don't go deep into this shit. You see what I'm saying? Like we'd rather just everybody laugh and then just shit just kind of goes along how it goes along and you know, and we just stay in the same boat. You see, like yeah, that's just how we are. But anyway, I'm gonna cut this video off, man, because my allergies are acting up like crazy. And I feel like this video isn't going anywhere.